I didn't hesitate because I didn't think. That's the part people fuck up when they imagine it. They picture me staring at the page, brow furrowed, some internal alarm screaming don't. That never happened. What happened was heat, panic, relief. Her body was already halfway undressed, like she'd peeled herself out of the conversation and left me alone with the decision. She slid the papers onto the bed like they belonged there. Not dramatic, not rushed, casual. Like menus. Like consent forms at a clinic you're too broke to argue with. I remember thinking it was funny. I remember laughing and saying something stupid like, "You're really doing this right now?" And she laughed too. Slower. Quieter. Like she'd been waiting for me to catch up. She didn't touch me while I read. That was the trick. She let me look. Let my eyes do all the grabbing. Let my brain shut the fuck down under the weight of wanting something I couldn't afford to lose. She said it was protection. For both of us. She said it like she was doing me a favor. I signed because the room felt smaller without her clothes on. I signed because the word temporary showed up 6 times, and my name showed up 2x, and I thought that meant something. I signed because I was broke, hard, and tired of being scared. Someone died 2 weeks later. And the ink never faded. I didn't meet her because I was chasing sex. That's the lie everyone wants to hang me with, like it explains everything. I met her because my account was overdrawn. My phone kept buzzing with numbers I didn't recognize, and I was 1 missed payment away from sleeping in my fucking car. Sex wasn't the goal. Survival was. She clocked me immediately. Not in a predatory way, that comes later, but in that sharp professional assessment people make when they know exactly what they're looking at. She didn't flirt like someone trying to be liked. She flirted like someone establishing terms. Every smile had weight. Every joke had a hook buried in it. We talked money almost as much as we talked about nothing. That's what should have tipped me off. She'd ask questions that sounded curious but landed like audits. How long had I been freelancing? What contracts had I signed before? Had I ever helped someone move funds? She said helped like it was harmless. Like she was asking if I'd ever held a door open. And yeah, she was attractive. That mattered. I'm not pretending it didn't. She used her body like punctuation, not decoration. A crossed leg here, a lean forward there. She didn't dangle it. She presented it, like an option, like a solution. It made me feel stupid for wanting it, and clever for thinking I could manage it. When she finally crossed the line, it wasn't dramatic. No sudden kiss. No hands grabbing. She just stood up, took off her jacket, and let the rest follow like gravity was doing the work. She kept talking while she undressed. About cash flow, about discretion, about how men like me always underestimated what they were worth.
I remember thinking, this is fucked up. And then immediately thinking, but it's working.
That's the rot right there. That's where it started. I felt relieved. Like the panic had a shape now. Like desire was a form of oxygen. I told myself I wasn't being manipulated. I was being compensated.
She said the arrangement was temporary. She said the paperwork was boring. She said she'd explain anything I didn't understand. And I believed her, because believing her felt good, because every time I hesitated, she'd stop undressing, and the room would cool down just enough to scare the shit out of me. I didn't read the fine print. I skimmed. I caught phrases that sounded safe. Independent contractor. Advisory role. No obligation beyond consent. My brain latched onto words it liked and ignored the ones that felt heavy. I told myself contracts were just language games rich people played to scare the poor. I told myself I was smarter than that.
She watched me sign like it was foreplay. Not hungry. Patient. Like the real payoff was watching me choose wrong. When I finished, she leaned in, kissed me once, and said, "Good. Now we can relax."
And fuck me. I did. I relaxed. I felt chosen. I felt like I'd gamed the system instead of being fed to it. I felt powerful for about 12 hours. That was the reward, that was the bait, and I swallowed it whole. The backstabbing wasn't emotional. That's the part that still fucks with me. There were no screaming matches, no betrayal speeches, no sudden cold shoulder. It was procedural, clean, administrative. She moved through my life like a checklist, and I kept signing off because everything looked official. She started small, asked me to hold money, said it was a timing thing, a banking thing. She framed it like she was protecting me from liability, which is hilarious in hindsight. She talked about buffers and insulation and how my name wouldn't be visible. She said all the scary words in a calm voice, like that made them safer. I told myself I wasn't doing anything wrong. I told myself I was just a pass-through, a facilitator, a guy doing a favor for someone who'd already done him one. I enjoy how competent it made me feel, how involved, how adult. I liked that she trusted me, or at least acted like she did. The sexual part didn't disappear. It just got quieter, more controlled. She'd reward me with attention when I complied, and starve me when I asked questions. If I pushed too hard, she'd pull out the contract and tap a clause with her finger, like she was reminding me of my place. She never raised her voice. She didn't have to. Then someone died. Not dramatically, not in front of me. Just a name in the news. A photo that made my stomach drop, because I recognized it from an email chain I wasn't supposed to be part of. That's when the room tilted. That's when the words I'd skimmed started screaming. I called her. She answered on the second ring. Calm, dressed, untouched. She told me not to panic. Told me everything was covered. Told me my involvement was clearly defined. She sounded almost bored, like this was the part of the process she'd rehearsed. When the questions started, she was ready. She produced documents I didn't remember signing, emails I didn't remember writing, except they were mine, my tone, my crude jokes, my stupid attempts to impress her. Isolated, they looked fucking monstrous, predatory, motivated, greedy. The contract framed my consent like enthusiasm, like initiative. She stayed clean by staying distant. Her role was advisory, observational. She never touched the money directly, never sent the emails that mattered. She let me do that while she watched, while she waited, while she built a narrative that fit perfectly around my mistakes. I realized too late that the sex was never about pleasure. It was about noise, about keeping my head loud enough that I wouldn't hear the trap closing. She didn't lie to me. She let me lie to myself. By the time I understood that, it didn't matter. The damage was already procedural, already filed, already fatal. Exposure doesn't feel like relief. Anyone who tells you that is full of shit. Exposure feels like being proven right about the worst thing you already know about yourself. When they finally found her pattern, the reused clause, the identical language buried in contracts tied to other men, it didn't save me. It just explained me. She didn't panic when they confronted her. She never does. She smiled, produced more paperwork, and acted surprised that anyone had missed it before. She framed it like an administrative oversight, like a formatting error, like the bodies were incidental. Watching her get exposed was surreal. She stayed composed, polite, professional. She didn't look at me once, not even when my name came up, not even when they said victim. That word sounded fake in the room, too clean, too late. They proved she'd done it before. Proved she'd built a system. Proved she relied on men like me, desperate, horny, convinced we were consenting adults, to do the dirty work, while she stayed insulated. It made headlines, it made careers. My signature is still there. My emails are still real. My voice still sounds eager when they play it back. Consent doesn't disappear just because you understand it differently later. That's the part no one warns you about. Realizing you weren't tricked. You were leveraged. I lost my name before I lost my freedom. People still say it like it belongs to me, but it doesn't. It's a stain now. A cautionary tale. A footnote in someone else's exposure. She didn't destroy me by force. She let me choose wrong while I was distracted. She let me feel powerful, just long enough to make the fall permanent. And the worst part, the thing that keeps me awake, is knowing I'd probably do it again if I could rewind to that room. Because when she slid the papers onto the bed, naked and calm and sure. It didn't feel like a trap. It felt like relief.
And that's what I signed.